From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama will cut short a trip to Europe and travel next week to Dallas, Texas, where an ambush by lone gunmen killed five policemen and wounded seven others. Dallas Police Chief David Brown.
Dallas officers are hurting. We are heartbroken. There are no words to describe the atrocity that occurred to our city. All I know is that this must stop, this divisiveness.
Demonstrators rallying for police reforms following this week's killing of two black men by police in the states of Minnesota and Louisiana paid respects to the victims of the Dallas shooting.
My prayers goes out to everybody that lost someone in Dallas, especially the police force and everything like that. But violence is not the way to stop it. That ain't going to do never to intensify and put fuel on the fire. And the way that I feel like our people here in Atlanta, we believe that. We believe that it was not going to be nonviolent. So we here to protest nonviolently and to show our voices without showing our guns.
It's time for us to stand up for each other. And me personally, I'm not someone who's at risk right now. So I don't think it's enough for white people to say they're afraid and sad and just not actually do anything and stand up when our fellow humans are actually experiencing threats to their life and are in actual danger. So I think it's time that we do what we say we'll do and actually be willing to stand up for each other.
President Barack Obama is returning to Washington on Sunday from Europe, a day earlier than planned. Speaking of the president, he's in Poland for his last NATO summit as president. As Luis Ramirez reports from the Polish capital, Britain's exit from the European Union was high on the president's agenda on Friday.
The big question from NATO leaders is what Britain's departure from the EU will mean.